Moving on, six mass graves have been found in a Muslim cemetery in Jaffa, south of Tel Aviv. The graves date back to the 1948 Israeli war on the original residents of Palestinian lands. According to the Al-Aqsa Foundation for Endowment and Heritage, the graves contain skeletal remains of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces. The bodies were found during construction work on Kazkhana Cemetery. Jaffa used to be a Palestinian city, but most of its residents were forced out by Zionist settlers. Israeli forces displaced some 700,000 Palestinians, forcing them to flee to different neighboring countries in the 1948 war. Let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Randy Short, a human rights activist. Welcome to the program, sir. Dr. Short, the remains of Palestinians have been found after more than 60 years. Now, many are asking, just how much can this contribute to historical facts that Palestine was actually occupied by Israel?
Honestly, why are more historical facts needed? There are almost 5 million Palestinians within their own land called refugees. It's clear that people who didn't live in Israel or Palestine, that's now called Israel, came in from other places. So there's physical evidence, just the existence of the state of Israel and its occupied areas that show that there's been ethnic cleansing, genocide, and all sorts of human rights violations. And this is systematic. There were several plans, Plan Dulet. They planned this. So why would anyone be surprised if they let the paramilitary terrorist group called Haganah loose on Palestinian women and babies to kill them and massacre and drive 700,000 plus people out, cut down 700,000 trees, destroy villages to repopulate them through ethnic cleansing? What more evidence? What we have is Nakba denial. Holocaust denial is illegal in Europe, but it seems as if Nakba denial is the norm worldwide. What more do they have to do? What more do the Palestinians have to say that this has been done to them? And they've been, Israel, its crimes have been supported by the United States and Great Britain and France and all the other nations of the world.
I mean, with regards to the Israeli settlements, I mean, they are illegal under international law. Why isn't anything being done to prevent these settlements from being built? I mean, they're being built by the day.
Well, the answer is very simple. Israel was a project of Anglo-American and European imperialism that facilitates people being able to have access to the oil fields and controlling the trade routes and the Eastern Mediterranean. Israel facilitates aggression against Muslims, aggression against Northern Africa. It is a colonial project. And therefore, how could the European and the Anglo-American former colonies, the United States, Australia, Canada, who derive great wealth and power from the abuse of people in the Middle East, Muslims and Africans, why would they criticize something that facilitates them being able to take resources and exploit and hurt people, as well as make Israel an illegal nuclear power to terrorize the region? This is how wealth and power is derived. No one goes against what brings in money.
And very briefly, Doctor, how do you see the future for this part of this world?
Just look at America. It used to all be controlled by Native Americans, and slowly the Indians were driven off and put in reservations and killed off. And I really think that the Zionists would like to see the gallant people of Palestine and everywhere that they want land end up like the Native American on small areas, drug-addled, addicted, abused, victimized, and dying young and early, and more land is taken and given to them. This is what I see, unless something happens. The leadership of the Middle East has to change. The corrupt Saudi monarchy must go so more progressive people can fight for the rights of the rightful owners of the land. That's what needs to happen.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist from Washington. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.